Again. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, good afternoon. I am Hannah Zulaika Abubakar from the Permanent Mission of the Philippines, Coordinator for Clearance of Explosive Remnants of War and Technical Assistance. This afternoon, we will consider Agenda Item 6 of our Program of Work, Clearance of ERW and Technical Assistance. For this part of the program, I will briefly introduce the topic, then underline trends identified in national annual reports submitted this year by High Contracting Parties, or HCPs, to Protocol 5. We will then hear from a diverse group of panelists and hopefully engage in interactive exchanges. Even after conflict, the effects of explosive weapons reverberate for years. Explosive remnants of war still, to this day, cause death and injury across various parts of the world. According to the Landmine Monitor, 4,710 people were killed or injured by mines or ERW in 2022. Of that total, at least 1,661 were killed and 3,015 were injured. These casualties were recorded in 49 countries and two other areas. To protect civilians from the effects of ERW, organizations and states have organized themselves to humanitarian mine action, which is commonly composed of five pillars: land clearance, ordnance risk education, victim assistance, stockpile destruction, and advocacy. Land clearance can only be achieved through the removal of ERW. Actors on the ground often prioritize areas where contamination poses a critical threat to civilians and impedes access to services or the delivery of humanitarian assistance. Removing ERW from former battlefields is a time-consuming task that requires substantial funding and effort. Clearance efforts can take years, even decades. Both the population who remained in the area during the conflict and those who fled and are returning want to rebuild their lives as quickly as possible after the conflict ends. However, uncleared ERW continues to cause casualties among returning populations long after the conflicts have ceased, and it also prevents displaced families from returning to their homes. The task is time-consuming and dangerous for people in the field, so investments to find new ways to clear areas are necessary. Innovation and technological progress continue to provide additional and better tools, helping to improve methods in the clearance of ERW. This trend is notably visible in the national annual reports submitted by HCPs to Protocol 5. Some HCPs indeed have reported initiatives in research and development at national and international levels. New technologies such as robotics could further improve procedures implemented by states and organizations on the ground. One of the guiding questions of this panel refers to how new technologies can be used when it comes to the clearance of ERW. I hope we hear some statements on this subject. HCPs to Protocol 5 are invited each year in their national annual reports to share activities of cooperation and examples of technical assistance they have provided or received. In Form E of the national annual report, several HCPs detailed their initiatives supporting the clearance of ERW. Their contributions include providing specialized equipment, technical training, and establishing standard procedures. In addition, there is an emphasis on information exchange to enhance clearance operations methods. HCPs have also emphasized their voluntary financial contributions to ERW-affected states, including those dealing with residual contamination. These contributions extend to international and non-governmental organizations. Additionally, donor states also provided troops to UN missions and in-kind expertise as part of their technical cooperation programs. Some HCPs describe the specific type of assistance they received. The support has been instrumental in building local capacity, improving safety standards, and continuing their clearance process. Despite these efforts, some HCPs continue to face significant challenges, particularly the need for more equipment and personal expertise, and they have called for increased assistance to address these deficiencies. In this regard, donor countries reiterated their commitment to national mine action policies and have expressed readiness to provide the necessary support. Under Form F, some HCPs have indicated that they are contributing to the mining efforts in countries affected by ERW, including providing qualified technical experts, financial support to mine action agencies and other institutions, and collaborating with other countries or international organizations to decrease the danger posed by ERW. These programs cover activities such as ERW clearance and destruction, mine risk education, and victim assistance. Now, we will begin with the panel of discussion. First, let me introduce our panelists. For this afternoon, we have Dr. Tonya Muller from the Swiss Drone and Robotics Center, Mr. Dominic Wolsey from the Geneva International Center for Humanitarian Demining, Mr. Gordon Burns from the Australian Delegation to the Conference on Disarmament, and Mr. Jeremy Repond, also from the GICHD. To start our discussion, we will first hear from Dr. Tonya Muller, who graduated as a mechanical engineer from the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology in Zurich and completed a PhD at the University of Oxford in the United Kingdom. She then worked as a systems engineer, where she is responsible for the development of space mechanisms. Since 2020, Dr. Muller has been working as a project manager at the Swiss Drone and Robotics Center, focusing on remotely piloted and autonomous systems for disaster relief, EOD, CIED, and mine clearance. Dr. Muller, you have the floor.